to the Schools in Session podcast, a place where we talk about how you or your teenager can truly make a difference. I am your host, Chanel, and in this podcast, we dive deep into how you and your kids can educate themselves through the pandemic. We also talk about how to stay motivated and how to find a fulfilling career pathway for the future. This is the place where we bring you tons of value and content all at the click of a button. Our future belongs to the next generation who need our support and encouragement to create epic lives. This podcast is Next Level, a way to tap into your child's personal expression and creativity. I'm so excited to have you here, so let's get started. This is Schools in Session, the podcast. Hello, kia ora, and welcome back to Schools in Session, the podcast. I think I need to say welcome back to myself because I have been MIA. I think I've been missing in action for almost nearly a good year, and it has been a year of growth and learning and just change. And, you know, before we get into it, I am going to touch a little bit on that. So I hope you're well, first off. I'm currently live from Canggu, Bali. I'm here for, I don't know, a good like month, maybe. I might stay a little bit longer. I'm here just doing me, going to the gym, recording podcasts, going to the beach, eating healthy, you know, all of the good stuff that you could expect in Bali. And I'm very grateful and lucky to experience that. So it's good to really find the clarity to come back to the potty, actually. Anyway, where have I been? So last year I released two episodes of Schools in Session, and then as life does, life hit. And we were all human, and I found out that I needed to really take a good break and a step back and work on a few things. And one, I want to just acknowledge that this is totally okay if you are in this position. And two, it is so good to step back and find the clarity. Now, as some of you are aware, I was the general manager for our family company for probably the last 3 and a bit years, and it has been really, really tough. Last year, we made the decision to sell the company. And at the same time I released Schools in Session, I had a bit of a clash. I was working 16, 17, 18 hour days. You know, it was that, it was like that reality versus vision over here. On one side, you know, on one side, I really just wanted to get this company sold because I knew what I could do after. You know, it wasn't my thing. It was taking a lot of time. But I had to do it. You know, I had to get that company sold. On the other side, I knew that the world and teens and parents 100% in, you know, right then needed Schools in Session. And trying to do the two of them, it just collided. I just didn't have the space and the time and the energy to do both. And I had to force myself to take that break, even though I had just released the podcast, and go, Chanel, is this, are you being realistic with yourself? You know, I did have a couple of other things going on at the time too, where you just kind of, I suppose, needed time for you. And that's exactly what I have done over the past year. After releasing the second episode of Schools in Session, I also noticed a lot of fears came into my head. And this is why I've named this podcast, or we're running with the theme of why it is important to teach our teens to have a learning and growth mindset. And you can take, you know, that many ways, but over the past year, one of those fears that definitely came in for me was, Chanel, you aren't a parent, so you can't help teenagers. You aren't a parent, so what makes you think that people are going to listen to you? And I really had to do some work on this one. It was deep-seated. It was deep-rooted. And to a certain degree, I allowed it to get the better of me. I went back and I started learning and growing my mindset. And that meant for me changing a few of my patterns, changing a few of the stories. And if you are spiritually aligned, you will know what I say when I say I had to go do some inner child work. inner child work is basically going back to when you're a young kid, you know, when you're a child, and certain traumas or certain stories that, and even certain patterns that you probably tell yourself or you have told yourself over these years to get to where you are today, but they don't necessarily serve you. And a lot of that could have been developed over time. A lot of it could have been suppressed at the time. And it is very freeing for anyone who wants to do that work. That work there, though, is continuous throughout your whole life. But the sense of freedom you feel by doing it, it is absolutely amazing. And so when I started going into this work, I started being able to change my perspective on why I should be the one to bring out this podcast. And I had a few chats to my mum around a lot of that parental stuff, I suppose you'd call, and the stories and everything that I told myself when I was a kid and everything we do tell ourselves. And she just had no idea what I was talking about, or her perception was different. She didn't perceive it that way the way I did. And so right then and there, we had definitely a mismatch. And that's when it clicked and it came to me. You know, my mum only knows what her mum taught her. And so she only knows what she's taught me. And all that other stuff, she doesn't know. So I had to really go and do the work and go, my mum just doesn't know that stuff that I actually want to know, and that is okay, you know? And so I started to re-parent myself, but also I started to parent myself on the things that I was not taught. And when that came back to, am I the one who should bring out Skills in a Session, the podcast? Absolutely 100%, because I am already a parent. I am a parent of myself, and I re-parent myself. At the same time, I am a teacher. I have 31 years of knowledge that I've gained already in this lifetime, and a lot of different careers, a lot of moving parts, business, military, everything, you name it. And so I'm also a teacher. I love to teach people what I am passionate about and what I know. But I am also a student, because there is also a lot of things that I don't know. So once I started to do this work over the past year, and that's where I've been doing that sort of work and allowing that creative flow to come to me, all of a sudden I have a list of 50 podcast ideas. I am confident in and sold in the fact that I don't need to be a parent to bring out this podcast. And now here I am. So I hope that you could have a little bit of a little bit of appreciation for that journey. But I'm so grateful that if you've clicked on this podcast, that you're back with us. We're here, we're now, and we're doing it. And without further ado, if you do hear noises in the background, it's either probably because we can't edit it out, but I'm currently at our guest house, so there are other people either side of me and in the pool and things like that, so I couldn't mitigate that too much. So if you do hear that, that's what it is. But anyway, at 31 years of age, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking how lucky I am to have gone through that process of allowing myself to step back, to find the clarity, to work on myself, to learn and to grow. And I have so much gratitude for myself and for the people around me who have helped and enabled me to do this, because it is not easy to do on your own. And it really gets me thinking, is where did this mindset come from? You know, how did I learn to want to learn and want to grow in this world? You know, why me? Why did I want to take something and grow and have more and be more, you know? And I got to a certain point where I thought, wow, like a lot of it has to do with my military career, but also a lot of it just has to do with the people around me that I've had who have pushed me and asked questions of me in order for me to reach another level. And so that's what we're going to touch on today, is why it is so important that we teach our teens a learning and growth mindset. And so if we're looking at the learning and growth mindset, something I really want to touch on first, and I actually learned this when I was younger, is we went to the Parliament House in Wellington here in New Zealand. And we went on one of those tours, me, my dad, and my mum. I can't remember if my siblings were there. And they took us to, it must have been the underground basement or something. And they said to us, this place is earthquake proof. You know, naturally you think, well, yeah, of course it is, because the Prime Minister stays here. You know, that's her office, or that's their office. But they mentioned that, long story short, they have these blocks underneath the building. And as the earthquake comes, these blocks are made to shake. You know, they shake so that the Parliament House shakes with it, basically. So as the earthquake's going, the Parliament House will just shake with it, you know, kind of like you're dancing. However, if you've got a house next to it that doesn't have these blocks underneath it, it is fixed into the ground so that when the earthquake comes, that structure rocks with the earthquake and it falls down. So the difference with the Parliament House and an ordinary house is the Parliament House has a little bit of give. So it's basically got like springs with it, you know, springs within these blocks that allow it to move from side to side. But if you've got a normal house that's just got pillars and it's just got, you know, those, I don't know what they're called, but you could imagine like those, you know, those barbed staples that they put into the ground. If you've got something like that that's fixed to the ground, naturally, it's just going to come down. I don't know if I explained that very well, but it brings me back to now. In the development cycle in the ages of, say, about 13 to 24, 25, and I say 24 to 25 because scientifically it is proven that the brain does not fully develop until we're 24, 25. So you could imagine if you look at the amount of growth and the amount of change a teenager already has to go through in those years physically and emotionally, not to mention they've got the stress and the pressure of school, going to uni, getting a trade, making money, going into the job force, learning how to, you know, cook, learning how to wash their own clothes. There's a lot of change in that short period of time. That's only, looking at it, say that's roughly 10 years. It's a little bit more than 10 years. We're learning everything we need to know in life in 10 years, basically. It's a heck of a lot of a pressure. So why do we need that growth and that learning mindset? It's exactly like the earthquake, you know, method or theory. Is if we don't have a learning or a growth mindset, we will fall down. And it can't get more simpler than that. Your teenager is going through exams. If they fail an exam and they don't know how to get back up, they will fall further down. If they get a rejection from their first job and they don't know how to get back up, they will fall down. If they don't pass their driving test the first time, if they don't get up, they will fall down. And so in these little down moments, these down moments happen, you know, for everybody, for every teen. You know, parents will say, oh, well, it's something you need to, you know, just get over. Well, no, it's something you need to learn from. So in these small dips, in these little bits of hard times and failures and change, if our teens don't know how to get back up with a learning and growth mindset, then they will stay stagnant. They will be like that house that doesn't have those spring bricks underneath it to make it go side to side to be flexible. They don't have the flexibility to roll with the punches of life. So what happens then? In that period of downness, we have pressure. We have pressure from externally. We have pressure from parents, you know, and it's not your fault. It is the way that we've been taught, you know, it's pressure from parents. It's pressure from teachers. You know, teachers need to get certain outcomes as well. It's a peer pressure, the pressure from friends. Did you fail? Because I didn't, you know, did you? It's the pressure of missing the right route or missing the right paper or missing the right turn in order to, you know, pass and succeed, knowing that you, there might not be another outcome or another a way forward. You know, so in these down moments, all that is pressure, and it's pressure put on our teens, pushing them down, pushing them down, pushing them down. And then we get the high mental health rates. We get the high suicide rates. Pressure is one of the biggest contributors to the teenage suicide rate. So that is why we need to start teaching our teens to have a learning and a growth mindset. So the big question is, how do I get my teen to adapt to a learning and growth mindset? And this is where it starts with you. So as the parent, you need to identify the why, because that why is going to become your anchor. Is it because you love them unconditionally and you want to see them succeed? And I hope you do. You know, is that the why? Is the why because you don't want them to fall through the gap? You don't want them to have periods of struggle if they don't need to? Is the why because you want to make the family unit, you know, more positive and more productive? You know, the social reason why is evolution. You know, naturally, the grandparents teach the parents, and the parents teach the children, and the children teach their children, and so on and so on and so on. And that is how we have evolution, the evolution of things, you know. So what is your why? Why are you listening to this podcast right now? Why do you want to make a difference in your teen's life? Because if you can really get the crux of that and work out why, and if the why is simply just because I love them to bits and I want the best for them, which I hope you do, let that be your anchor. You know, imagine that anchor, that why, digging deep in the sand. You know, the boat's not going anywhere. That's your why. Let that be your anchor. And so once you've got your reason, we come to the action. So we live in a very different world, and a lot of people have different dynamics and different relationships within the parental and the family unit. And so this is where it's going to take a lot of courage and a lot of work on yourself as the parent to initiate this. And this is the conversation. This is the conversation you need to have with your teen and sit down with them and say, look, I want to support you. Let's find a way that we, you know, that we can support you. You know, you're going through such change. How can we help you keep going and keep growing and keep learning as you go on? And your teenager might not really understand it at first, but if you can consistently lead by example and give them those examples, then they will understand. So you might have this conversation and your teenager might roll their eyes and look at you and go, what are you on about now, mum? You know, but they're not going to really understand it until they fail something. So if you're talking to your 13-year-old, they're not really going to understand what you're talking about when you say, you know, hey, I've been listening to this podcast about learning and growing and, you know, how to keep going in life. And, you know, we want to, you know, incorporate that into helping you get through college and get through university and getting a job and all that sort of stuff. You know, how can we help you? They're not going to really understand it until they fail first. And when they fail first, this is when your moment comes, is they fail their exam. And from what I hear from most parents is, why did you fail? And then the excuse that they get is, oh, because the teacher's dumb. Well, no, there's a reason you failed. You know, this could be multiple reasons that you failed. But also the failure is not the end. And that's when you need to say to your teenager, well, I mean, you failed one, you passed five, which is great. What else can we do now to make that better? Or where else can we go from here to, you know, get where you want to be and stuff like that? So it's really having a great conversation, and I can't tell you word for word what this conversation should be or how it should go, because every dynamic is different. But sitting down and having that conversation, having that active conversation, and having the courage to have that with your team is very, very crucial. So once you've had that conversation, the response is going to be different for everyone. But the main aim after that is to leave that conversation and lead by experience and example. So if you're asking your teen or encouraging your teen to learn and grow, you as a parent, you need to learn and grow. And while you can say, well, yeah, you know, I'm 50, I'm 60, I'm 70 years old, like my life's nearly over. Well, no, it's not. You've still got a heck of a lot of time. I hope that you do. And while you are on this planet, there's still a lot of difference that you can make. And that is to your teenager, you know? And what you help your teenager with now and how you help them set that foundation mentally will help them 10 years from now, 20 years from now. Because the learning and a growth mindset, that foundation, it doesn't change. Just the items and the things we learn and grow from change. So leading by example and experience. I'll give you an example. As I used to work this youth program, it was 24/7 residential care. Now, there is not, you know, the course had a lot of philosophy around it, but we couldn't give any exercise, do anything to the teenagers that we wouldn't do for ourselves. If we're not going to go for a 1K run, they're not going to go for a 1K run. If we're not going to get up early, they're not going to get up early. You know, and it's leading by example so that they can see what the changes they're going through now and those hard points about getting up early all the time because they're not used to it. What that does, you know, I get up early every single day. I started that when I was a teenager. This is what it does because I learn and I grow. Don't get me wrong. Some days I still sleep in, but I learn and I grow. And if your teenager can see that, they actually need to see it. So you can't just have that conversation with them, sit down and don't do it for yourself. So you definitely have to lead by example and do not stop. This is where your anger comes in. So how many times has a parent said, oh, we're going to stop eating baked treats as a family? And then a week later, you know, as a parent, you're tired and you've got a lot going on, which is justified, which, you know, I totally sympathize with. But then we go, oh, well, just have a baked treat. You know, that's showing the teenager that, well, I say one thing and I do another. I don't lead by example. And so consistency is the key. You have to keep going back to that why, that anchor. Why do I want my teenager to develop a learning and a growth mindset? Because I love them unconditionally and I want them to succeed better than I ever have, because that is what we want for the next generation. At the moment, well, you know, I live in New Zealand, but predominantly of the world, we live in a westernized society. So there's 30 students in a class and there's one teacher. The chances of your teen going to school and getting the information that they need is 1 to 30. So that is why when they come home, they need their parent to help them decipher what their teacher has not given them, i.e. in regards to career plans, into, you know, sports, all those sorts of things. Just because the teacher has said something to your teenager, it doesn't make it right, because that teacher is also teaching 29 other kids. So if they say no, it's not the end of the world. There is always a way. So just before, I'm just looking at my notes. So just before, you know, we wrap up, I really want to talk about, just quickly touch on leading by example and not allowing your child or your teenager to sink or swim. And this is very, very crucial. In New Zealand, we are very bad for it in allowing our teenagers and our children to sink or swim. And the mentality goes like this: I didn't get that back in my day, so you're not going to get it. Or what's another example? It's about time you learned. Off you go. Go learn for yourself. And while in some things it's great learning by yourself, in a lot of things, a teenager still needs that guidance. And I really noticed this also in the youth program that I worked, is we would have these teens for 6 weeks. We would teach them everything that we knew in 6 weeks' time. And at the end of the 6 weeks, they would go home to their families. Now, what they learned on course and the lifestyle that they had on course was totally different to their family unit back at home. So they had been in 24/7 residential care with us 24/7. You know, we were like their adopted mums and dads. And then one day we just said, see you later. You've got to go back to your family unit. I hope that you have taken all the skills that we have taught you to go do better. And it's a very sad outcome. And I hate to talk about the course like that, you know, because 90% of, you know, the aspects around the course were great. But the reality is we were allowing them to sink or swim. And a lot of them just dropped off the radar after that. They had had the time of their life, they had learned a lot, but they just dropped off the radar because they didn't have the support at home in order to keep up those skills. And everyone needs support, you know. They might not need the 24/7 support like they did, but they need a little bit of support to upkeep that. And even at 31 years of age, I still have support. And so that sink or swim mentality, it's not the way to go. Our teens need, while they don't need as much support as potentially they did when they were younger, you know, 0 to 10, they still need those little bits of support here and there to help guide them to become successful, motivated, and inspired adults. So yes, that is today, I think. That is Schools in Session, the podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. I hope you enjoyed. Remember, giving our teens a learning and a growth mindset and teaching them that that is the way and the foundation that they should set for themselves will absolutely change their lives. We'll be back next week with another episode. Much love. Over and out. Thank you so much for listening to the Schools in Session podcast. Please, if you like what you heard, do not forget to subscribe. Until next time.